This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Limits, we had quite a night last night, didn't we?
Incredible time.
Yep. We went right around the corner here. To, was it Joe Vitale's place, the ex-Penguin?
Yes.
It was Vitale's. Used to be Scolio's, I think. I don't know what's happening. I was very confused. But next thing I knew, you had a plate of chicken parmesan in front of you, didn't you?
And the chicken parm was very good, Joe. And I appreciate you going to dinner with me and taking me to dinner and all that you do for me.
Well, I appreciate you. And then we went to the Robert Morris game last night.
Yes.
And the place was electric. I mean, I'll be honest, I've been to basketball games there before. And, you know, it made a Pirates Tuesday night game look like Mardi Gras, right? I mean, but last night, that building is so perfect, right at about 4,000. And the decibel level and the excitement and the energy inside of it, I was just blown away. I had a great time.
It was awesome. Number one seed in the tournament. That gym, I mean, they set an attendance record at the event center. And the thing about it is, like, since the roof is so low, it keeps the sound in so significantly. They did a really good job designing it. I want to go to a concert there, too, because the sound quality is just great. But good team win for them. We saw a lot of different people. It was great to be able to meet and mingle with a lot of people that were coming up to us at Press Row.
I hadn't seen Benzie since Malzi had hair. He was wonderful, Tim Benz.
It was great to see the amount of media coverage that RMU had last night. It seemed like it was like a Steeler game.
Did you see me meet the Post-Gazette photographer at the end of the night and I didn't know where he worked?
Yes, and he said, yeah, I've worked here for 2 years. Nice to meet you, Joe.
That was incredible.
And we met Steve.
Absolutely. Steve who?
The RMU golf coach.
Oh, him, yeah.
He was awesome giving you tips on your swing.
We're going to go out and play golf with him soon, aren't we?
That's right.
That's right, we are.
At least you will play and I will attempt to play.
That's where the Whitfield Championships should be, by the way.
Fully agree.
I mean, what a great venue. What a great venue. And it got me to thinking, believe it or not, on the way home, after I tried to take 3 different exits out of the parking lot and you were laughing at me in your car.
I was actually pointing at you while I was laughing, too.
I couldn't get out of the place. That was the only drawback, but it was way more on me than on them.
You could have just, you know, followed me out of the lot.
Yes, I could have, but I wanted to beat you out of the lot. That was my goal, and it went up in flames real quick.
You were swerving all around the lot trying to figure out where the exit was.
It got me to thinking about venues that are perfectly fit to a given, you know, situation, program, whatever. And believe it or not, on the way home, and I can't help that this popped into my mind, I started thinking about a football stadium on Pitt's campus, the oldest topic known to man.
They should have one.
It should be, and I realize all the limitations, but indulge me for a moment, please, before you start texting angry texts to limits. It should be a 40,000-seat stadium that's just perfectly tailored to Pitt, 40, 45, whatever. Not unlike good old Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati. Is that still where they play?
Think
the Bearcats?
So.
Because Well, for the obvious reasons, you create a real atmosphere there. It's easy for everybody to get to, and because it's a smaller venue, it's going to be packed and loud. Those are the two things you want. I don't care where you play, what program you are, the goal needs to be packed and loud. That's it. If it takes, you know, if that means a 4,000 seat venue for a playoff game for Robert Morris, fantastic. If you move that same crowd to the Pete, it's like a high school championship game.
Right.
It looks ridiculous, right? But it's perfect for there. 40,000, 35,000, 40,000 people at Pitt in a really cool, like, I don't know. My mind was drifting to all kinds of places. Limits. I was thinking of modeling the new place after old Pitt Stadium and what it would be like to have 40,000 in a, you know, a modernized version of Pitt Stadium with some of the accoutrements. Not that they had many there, but it would just look like that from the outside. And what that would be like. I think it would be great.
Like a bowl stadium.
Yes.
Man,
Now I'm talking, huh?
I wish that they still had a bowl-like stadium because it was so cool with the Rose Bowl when I was there. And that type of stadium obviously like doubled the capacity of what a new Pitt Stadium would be like. But I do like that it's just basically one big section that just keeps going up.
Yeah. And the idea that you can't build one, I guess, I don't know. I see around the world or in this country when somebody wants to do something, it seems to me they do it. Yes. If you need to knock down buildings, if you need to invent a space to go to, you do it.
They could find the room. I mean, parking in Oakland is not easy.
Powerful people can do whatever they want is the moral of that story. So, my God, I haven't been able to drive through Oakland a year anyway because of the Victory Heights project.
And with everything going on with Victory Heights,
they're
the stadium.
Squeezing that thing in there.
The stadium wouldn't happen for another 15
years. Could they have squeezed
years.
A stadium in there instead?
No way.
Clear out some more buildings limits.
They would have needed to have put the stadium probably...
They're knocking down every building in sight in Oakland anyway.
Maybe where the softball field is, that potentially could have been a place for the stadium.
Well, where would you build it now?
Great question. There are some, I think, vacant houses that are in Oakland. There's like a string
It's going to need to be bigger than a couple of vacant houses.
I'm very aware. But...
How about over by Schenley Park in the Phipps Conservatory Schenley Park area?
I don't think you're going to tear apart any part of the park. I think that would be a nightmare for the city.
Why?
Community activists or somebody would probably be going against that.
I know. It's probably a terrible idea. I was just thinking and dreaming.
No, I agree.
About what it would be like.
They should have a stadium.
If you agree, where should they build it?
That's the thing. I don't know.
I didn't even say they should. I just said it would be awesome.
No, I think they should. My friends and I have had this argument.
Then you have to come up with a spot.
Let me pull up a map of Oakland. Let's do it right now. Map of Oakland.
I don't want to see. We all know what Oakland is. It's 5 feet long.
Yeah.
It goes from the top of the Cathedral of Learning and a little further before you get to Shadyside and down to where the parkway begins. You could walk it in 4 minutes. That's what Oakland, that's how big Oakland is.
They should have never taken away the original hot dog shop.
They could have built it, the original hot dog shop had maybe 7 people in the building and served hot dogs did you ever go there?
To the O.
Yeah, the little
been there once.
Circular fries.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I love curly fries.
Me too.
Really good.
And I like them crispy and real salty, even though it's unhealthy. Here's the other thing, limits. And this is in regards to pizza. And I won't name any places. But there's some reputable places around town that have gone to pot. Kind of like the Steelers backfield with LeGarrette Blunt and Le'Veon Bell.
Joe, oh my gosh.
That was Bob yesterday. Was that Bob from yesterday? Because the pizza's soggy. It's soggy and it's lifeless. There's no place, and they should be ashamed of this. And I think they know who they are out there. You pick up a pizza and it's just, it wilts, like it bends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The pizza should be crisp. It should be, you should be able to hold up a piece of pizza and have it just stay straight.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
I just don't want it to, like, when I hold it up, completely, like, fall apart and everything, like, fall off of it. Or
it wilts like a wet paper towel. That's not a piece of pizza. That's lazy. They're getting lazy out there. That's all I have to say about that. How are you, Limits? Otherwise, good?
Other than that, I'm doing well, Joe. And I appreciate the fun times that we spent yesterday. It was a very good time.
So do I. It's a big day, or maybe a small day. It's NHL trade deadline day, 3 p.m. deadline. I don't know. Is Kyle Dubas going to surprise us? Is this going to be boring? What's going to happen here? I couldn't help also but thinking on the drive in about Penguins' deadlines past and where we are right now. And how awful this team is. You know, I had a couple of people text me this week, like, why don't we talk about the Penguins the way we do about the Steelers? They're right. I mean, there's this idea, and believe me, the Penguins are in actually a better place than the Steelers because they've sunk to the bottom, and they're sort of quasi-building for the future with Kyle Dubas. I want to see that go full bore. But let's first honor or dishonor what Kyle Dubas has done so far here. This team stinks, and it wasn't designed to stink. This guy did not come in here saying, I'm going to take this franchise to the bottom of the league after a year and a half. He didn't. He came in here and started throwing money around like a drunken sailor, like Mulsey in a craft beer house. Okay? There's this myth out there that the second he arrived, Kyle Dubas was handcuffed. I think a lot of GMs would like to be handcuffed to the tune of throwing $27 million at a goalie who's rotted in the minors for large parts of this season. I think a lot of GMs would like to be handcuffed to the tune of throwing $27 million in 6 years at Ryan Graves, which, as I've said before, is almost a fireable offense. He has one assist, and he's not good defensively. The Penguins in that first Kyle Dubas offseason made the biggest trade in the NHL. A lot of NHL GMs would like to be handcuffed to the tune where your ownership group says, you want Erik Karlsson, who's going to cost you $10 million a year for many years, who's the Norris Trophy winner? You want to get involved in that? Go get him. That's what handcuffed Kyle Dubas was able to do in his first offseason. Not to mention, he had free rein to go reshape his bottom six, which, as you remember, was a Ron Hextall problem every year. So he threw money at Riley Smith, F on that one. Threw money at Lars Eller, got rid of him about a year later. Nieto, Chari. Oh, this revisionist history with Kyle Dubas is just something to behold. It really is. This dude came in here trying to win, and not just for 1 year. That's the thing. If he had come in and said, all right, let's try to win this year with Sid. Let's give this one more big shot. No, he brought in guys, the three big ones, Karlsson, Graves, and Jari. Those guys arrived here by way of free agency trade or signing your own guy. To the tune of what, like 14 years and God knows how many millions? Is it pushing 100 when they got here? 70? Something like that? He came in here trying to win for multiple years and then probably realized, you know, by the end of year one, this team stinks. And so does this team in year two. So let's dishonor Kyle Dubas before we move ahead with this alleged rebuild. Let's do that first, okay? This is a terrible team. He's made terrible moves, left and right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He never got the goaltending right in Toronto. He hasn't gotten the goaltending right here. He made a disastrous decision upon visiting Tristan Jarry out in Western Canada. Okay, so Kyle Dubas on his NHL missions is 0 for 2. He went into Toronto. He was already there, got promoted. His mission there was to take a really good team that Lou Lamoriello built, 105-point team with all the big guys already in-house, the heavy lifting done, except for Tavares, which I think was probably a signing over Dubas' head anyway. And his one mission was to get a very good team to be something more than that, and he failed miserably. He won one playoff series in 5 years. One playoff series, 5 years. Never got the goaltending right. That was the biggest problem of all. So that was mission number one for Kyle Dubas. F, failed. Couldn't have failed worse unless he had zero playoff wins in 5 years. Then he came here, and we just went through what the mission was here. To throw around big money to sign veterans that he thought were good to multi-year deals to shore up that bottom six and to win. And he has failed miserably. And again, I'd rather fail miserably than fail like the Steelers. I would, which is just in mediocrity land, in the mushy middle, forever. So this is actually a good thing in the end, but it's not like this was the design. So the question now is, what do they do moving forward? What do they do by 3 p.m. today? And the market, I can confidently say for Rickard Rakell, will never, ever be close to what it is now. You've got 10 or more teams rightfully thinking they can win the cup, at least that many. It's one of those years. You have tons of teams. What team couldn't, by the way, use a 30-goal scorer up front, 35-goal scorer? Not just that, but he's not like a rental that you're giving up assets for. You'll have him in the fold for a few more years, 3 more years, I think. At $5 million. So one might say, hey, that's great for the Penguins. You know, a cheap cap hit for a good player, but it's also what makes him more enticing than the average rental. He's the top guy on the market now that Brock Nelson's gone. Certainly for goal scorers, he is, at least that we know of. You know, somebody could surprise us. You look at the Brock Nelson deal from yesterday, you could argue that Brock Nelson's a more valuable asset because he plays a more valuable position, gives you more of an all-around game. I get that. Okay. But he brought back what is being described as an elite prospect in Cal Ritchie. A first is not Kyle Dubas's mandate, or it's shine. For a terrible team, a top line that's very talented and productive, but also is about a combined minus 70. That's not what he's here for. Okay, we're not looking after the top line or the franchise superstar and all that. We're trying to ensure a better future, a championship future for the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's his mandate. Sid will still have Russ to play with, maybe Gino. Who knows who else? His points per game streak will be fine. He's on pace to do that. He'll get that. He'll set the record, and it's an amazing record. Although I am curious, you know, every time these topics come up, it's like, well, you got to keep Sid happy. You got to give him line mates. What about Gino? Does he ever, do we need to keep him happy? Does he need a line mate, let alone two? Always is interesting to me how that works. But the mandate here is not to say, hey, we got to keep this top line intact for this team that's sinking toward the bottom of the league and will be there probably again next year too. It's how can I make us better moving forward into the future? And man, when I see the Tampa Bay trade, when I see the Seth Jones trade, when I see the Brock Nelson trade, when I consider that Marcus Pettersson and Drew O'Connor got a first-round pick, and that guy who we all know, Jim Rutherford, God bless him for bringing the cups here, because this is part of what brought the cups here, is that itchy trigger finger. He's still out there. He could use a 35-goal scorer. His team is desperate. Who knows? His job could be at stake. There's a reason they call it swing and miss. That's what Rutherford does. He takes big old swings. Would he take another one here? With the LA Kings? Detroit Red Wings? I could rattle off 10 teams right here. Dubas is said to be asking a Kings ransom. Good. I think he can get close to that. We may never know. And if they don't make the trade, I'm sure we'll hear, you know, that the offers just weren't good enough. And I'm not going to believe it. Not in this market. Nope. I'm not. I'm gonna believe one of two things if they don't trade Raquel. One, that they catered to Sid in the top line. Not that Sid would be making those demands. I think it's more of an unspoken thing where Dubas would think he would have to keep Sid happy, as the saying goes. So it would either be that, hey, I've got to throw something his way, or B, he thinks he can win sooner than anybody else does. He thinks he can do the old Capitals retool on the fly here and have the Penguins winning again soon, and that Raquel can be a piece of that. Do you believe that? 412-928-9370. I don't. There's too many problems here. Not the least of which is that Dubas, in his career as an NHL GM, seems to be allergic to goalies. And goalies allergic to him. Everything he does turns out wrong. The Penguins also have the problems that they've had now for a few years. Aging, no longer stars, with no movement clauses, and control over their fate. Carlson is that. Gino is that. Rust for now is that. This summer that'll change. What does Dubas do there? So it's quite the conundrum for our friend Kyle Dubas. But I think the time is ripe, and it'll never be more ripe than to trade Raquel right now. And here's the other thing about Raquel. Okay, you want to have him moving forward at a great cap hit of $5 million, this 35-goal score. Man, that sounds great. Except that he's moving into his mid-30s here, and his history tells you that putting back-to-back really good seasons is a challenge. So are you sure you know what you're getting moving forward? Are you sure about that? Because before he got here in 18-19, he had 18 goals in 70 games. 19-20, 15 goals in 65 games. 20-21, 9 goals in 52 games. 21-22, he was doing okay, 28 points in 51 games for Anaheim. He comes to the Penguins, he's pretty good. although not great, 4 goals in 19 games. Then he has a really good year in 22-23 with 28 goals and 60 points. Then he comes back last year. He's banged up all year and he only has 15 and 70. Comes back this year. He's really good. You sure what you're getting moving forward then? At that $5 million cap hit for what probably isn't going to be a good team? Because I'm not.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.